Knight to seven, d5, hug Yisrael, except from what e3a. Train, Namu, Nami Ach Yisrael. There are two types of special bread that Israel ate. That's what Zohar means. Chad kad nafku mi Mitzrayim, one when they left Egypt. Achlu matzah lechemoni, they ate the matzah, the bread of affliction. Chad v'madbara, one in the wilderness, lechem min hashamayim, bread from heaven. You see if it's written in Shmos 16:4, hinei manti lechem lechem min hashamayim, behold I rain upon you bread from heaven. V'aldor, because of this, kabana de yom v'ador nahama ihu. The sacrifice this day is bread. And now upon the bread is karivu kol shar kabanin. All the other sacrifices are offered in the words of that day. Referring to the day of Shavuos, they offer up the shtei lechem, two loaves, and all the other sacrifices revolve around it. Nama ihu ikar, because the bread is the main. The main thing. Nixiv, it's written in Vayikra 23:18. V'kavtem alechem, you sacrifice on the bread. She was kvasim, seven lambs, and so on. Nixiv, it's written in Pasuk 17. Moshua seichem, from your dwellings to view lechem tnufa, you should bring uplifted bread. Because this is the bread, Israel came wise with supernal wisdom of the supernal wisdom of the Torah. The bread gave them a heightened state of consciousness, able to connect and fathom the roots of the Torah. And they entered in its ways. Now they're supposed to gaze. Pesach, Israel went out from bread, which is called chametz. See if it's written there in Vayikra 13:7. It should not appear to not be seen by you, chametz 11. See if it's written there in 12:19. Anyone who eats leaven. My time was the reason beginning to call the how now this called matzah, because of the honor that bread was called matzah. Hashtu zachu Israel and now Eloi Yaser. Now Israel merited this extra high bread. Lo yus havel isbat lechametz leis chaziklal. Is that fitting? That should be nullified chametz and shouldn't be appear at all. V'may kavana da chametz havel. What's this reason that this sacrifice is chametz? In other words, now it's once we left Egypt and we nullified the chametz. So why is it on Shavuos 50 days later? Specifically, we have to offer up as a sacrifice two loaves of chametz. See, if it's written in Vayikra 23:17, Solas tiyah, chametz tafena, it should be flour, you should bake it leaven. So, and further, the hashta v'yom ador, and furthermore, the hashta v'yom ador is batal yitzhar. Now this day was nullified the evil inclination, because we know that the rising of the bread represents the rising of the ego, which is the root of the evil inclination. And v'raisa diskoi chayrush tachachas nitor, which is called freedom, is found on the day of Shavuos. We get the Torah, which is freedom. It says a person is not free except he's busy with the Torah, so we get freedom, and it's nullified the evil inclination. So specifically on the day of Shavuos, we shouldn't eat any leaven. We shouldn't sacrifice leaven. It should also be matzah. So what's going on here? Ella, but rather, it's going to be compared l'malka to a king, that had a singular son, and he became weak, like sickly. Yom echad, one day, have a satar of l'mechel, a desire to eat. Amru, he said, yechel brei d'malka mechel desvus ador. Let the king, of the son of the king, eat the healing of this healing food. So he eats, it would not be found food and sustenance, any other food and sustenance in the house. That's what they did. So once he ate that remedy, that healing food, Omar, he said, further, he should eat whatever he desires, he won't be able to damage him. Similarly, God nafku Yisrael Mitzrayim, and Israel left Egypt. Lo havu yodi korav raza d'minusa. They didn't know the main idea and secret, and the secret of faith. They weren't connected with the malchus of kedusha properly. Amakutch brichu the holy matzvah. He said, "Yitamun Yisrael asvusa, let Israel taste the healing," which means the healing bread of the matzvah. Adiyechlon asvusa do, until they eat this healing food. Lo ischazi lon mechla achur. It's not fitting for the many other foods. Therefore, not allowed to eat any leaven during 7 days of Pesach. Kiven lachlu matzah. Once they eat matzah, di asvusa, which is a healing, the male Luminda Brazil Dominusa, to enter and to know the secret of faith that brings them a connection with the Shekhinah, gives them heightened consciousness, to nullify the ego, and to feel nullification to Hashem, and to that to feel his infinite light. From here and further, Yischazi lon chametz, it's fitting for them leaven, the echel, they should eat it. Behold, it won't be able to damage them. Set for them the supernal bread, which is the healing of everything. So they're able to eat leaven and bread from heaven, which is like leaven, but it heightened their consciousness. Instead of heightening the ego, it heightens the mind powers. Well, Dorm goes this, Makavin Chametz, they sacrifice Levin Akdol Al Madbuchot to burn on the altar. Makriavin, train Nabin, Achronin, Kakada, ring close two other breads as one. Khomin Sitokta Benura de Madbucha. Chometz is burned on the flame of the altar. It's not able to rain to damage them to Israel. Because this Israel Kadishin is Davku Babikutrabihu, Israel holy attached to Limbus Bihi, Rasvusa Divisa, Biomador, with the healing of the Torah on this day. Because the Torah is likened to bread, and it gives sustenance to the soul, and it heightens the mind. It's like bread rises, you will feel Hashem's presence in everything, and to be exalted, to expand its state.